197.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, go ahead. I am now recording.
Hello, is this Bob the Shy Yeti?
Shy Yeti.
He's not that shy.
Hello and welcome to yet another episode of the Shy Life Podcast. Yes, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. Sorry, I'm a little bit croaky. I don't know what's wrong with me. I think too many late nights, too much excitement. It's okay, you can't catch anything. I don't know if I'm getting a cold or if I'm avoiding getting a cold. I don't know. I've been like this a few days now, ever since I got back from a trip, but anyway. No, I'm fine. We're busy at work. I mean, it could be worse. It's just one of those situations where you feel a bit funny, but I'm fine. Anyway, this episode, I'm going to tell you all about what's been going on the last week or so. It's been terribly exciting. I won't say too much more, but after the titles, I will be sharing with you some of the things that have been happening. Yeah, it's all recorded, so I don't want to repeat myself, so... Yeah, all I can say is that this episode is going to be very exciting and you're going to meet somebody who you've never met before. Yeah, it's true. Not only that, but the regulars will be here and there'll be poems and probably a clip or two from Sutton Park. So anyway, let's run the theme music and then I'll be able to share with you my little secret. Yeah, my surprise. Oh, I'm excited. Okay, run the theme music.
What's going to happen today?
Oh my God, it's enormous. It's the Shy Life Podcast.
Oh dear, this isn't gonna end well.
It's a very strange show to me.
Oh, a million kisses, darling.
I asked for pies, that's all I asked for, pies.
Snarks. Oh dear, I hadn't thought of that. Still, never mind.
Hey, that Yeti, he's crazy.
That's cool.
Those poor listeners, what have they done to deserve this, eh? Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Hello, listeners. I'm terribly excited today. You'll never guess what's happening. You really won't. It's okay. I'm going to tell you. Whew. I'm about to meet a long-lost member of my Yeti family. My long-lost cousin Algernon. It's been a few months coming. You may remember that I had a letter from him back a few months ago now. We've been emailing one another for a month or three and we've been getting on very well. So now's time to finally connect. I was hoping that Yeti Uncle John would be able to join me, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen now. Well, you know how busy he gets, what with being in space a couple of days a week, but... It's all terribly exciting. I can't help myself, but keep talking about it to people. Have a listen to this, why don't you? Hey, Cromarty, I've got some exciting news. Oh, yes? What is happening? What's going on? I'm going to get to speak to my long-lost cousin, Algernon. It's terribly exciting. Oh, my goodness, that is very exciting. Golly, I'm very excited for you. Hey, Charlie, I've got some exciting news.
Oh, yes? What's going on? Have you got some pies?
No, not pies, but long-lost relatives.
Oh, wait, maybe they'll be bringing you presents or pies. I hope so. I hope they bring you pies.
Thanks, Charlie. Hey, Martin, guess what's happened?
Oh, no, don't say that Cuthbert's been leaking oil.
No, I've heard from my long-lost cousin Algernon. I'm going to get to speak to him.
Oh, that's very nice. What does he smell like?
I don't know. Maybe I'll find out. I'm not sure I'll find out via Skype, but...
Well, do your best.
Why, I will, Martin, thanks. Hey, Bettina, guess what?
Oh, darling, what? What's happened?
I've,
heard from my long-lost cousin Algernon.
Oh, darling. Oh, how exciting. Have you spoken to him yet?
No, not spoken to him. I'm going to speak to him very soon. I had an email or a letter, one of the two, or maybe both. I'm very excited.
Oh, no wonder, darling. Damius, listen to this. Oh, what's going on? It's our lovely Paul. He's heard from his long-lost cousin Algernon. Is he a Yeti, dear?
Oh, yes. Very much so. Yeah. Gosh, I'm so excited, guys.
Oh, well, so you should be. I want to hear all about it. Yes, darling. Yes, 1 million kisses. 1 million one kisses, darling.
Hey, Dragon Albert, you'll never guess what. What? What's going on? Oh, am I getting a raise in my pocket money? Yeah, if you want. I've just heard from my long-lost cousin Algernon. Oh, right. More family. I hope he doesn't want pocket money too. No, I don't think so. Well, I don't think so. Oh, no.
Paul, what's going on?
Oh, ick. It's very exciting. I've heard from my long-lost cousin Algernon.
Oh, yes. I think you've mentioned him before. Didn't you have a letter or something ages ago?
Well, it was a while ago, yes. Earlier in the year, I'm finally going to get to talk to him and hopefully arrange to meet him.
That's wonderful, Paul. Wonderful.
Hey, Yeti Uncle John, guess what? I already know. I don't need to hear anymore. What's wrong with you? This is exciting. Long-lost cousin Algernon. He must be related to you as well somehow. He's not your secret son or something, is he? No, he's not my secret son. No, he's not. I've never heard of him. I've never heard of this cousin Algernon. Oh, dear. That would mean that he would have to be like some like child of one of my relatives, one of my brothers or sisters, and I don't even know. I don't know. What are you going on about? How many brothers and sisters do you have? You know I don't know much about my Yeti relatives. They're part of the family we never really mixed with. Oh, listen, I don't want to talk about this. Oh, come on. But Yeti Uncle John, I have questions. You must have the answers. Don't go. Don't walk away from me. Yeti Uncle John. John! Oh, what's wrong with the man? Well, I won't let him spoil my day. I'm going to talk to long-lost cousin Algernon.
Don't worry, Paul. Don't get upset. I get the feeling that Yeti Uncle John is the black sheep of your family.
Well, the Yeti side, anyway. You're probably right, Ick.
Oh, I think I am. Don't worry about him. Don't let him spoil things for you. This is exciting news. Very exciting.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I know. I'm never wrong. It's wonderful news.
There you go. At least not everyone is as negative as Yeti Uncle John. He was having a go at me because at some point I mistakenly called Algernon my uncle. But it turns out he's not. He's my cousin. John thinks it's suspicious, but I think he's just being extra grumpy. I mean, you know how complicated Yeti families can be. So he's my cousin. My cousin. It's all been ironed out now. Well, kind of. When I say that I'm about to meet long-lost cousin Algernon, this isn't strictly true. We're actually going to speak online, but I'm sure we will meet eventually. This is just the start. As I say, it's ever so exciting. This is amazing. I can't believe that we've been able to connect like this. Isn't technology wonderful, Cousin Algernon?
It is. Boy, it surely is. Although I do hope that one day soon we'll be able to meet in person.
Sure. Where is it you're living at the moment? Philadelphia, isn't it?
Well, yes, mostly. But I travel. I think it's in the blood, as I hear you're very keen on it, too.
What? Travelling? Oh, yes, I love it. I've been all over Europe, but I'd love to come to Philadelphia. Maybe I could arrange a trip for next year. I've been to America on a number of occasions.
Yes, I'm sure that would be possible. Although I think would be better would be if I came to you. I have a long history with London, and I have some business to attend to over there.
Really? Well, that would be marvellous. Just let me know when you're coming. Do you have a date?
Well, no, not yet. It all depends on my funding.
Oh, yes. Funding from your work?
Kind of, yes. But it's, well, it's a little unconventional. I mean, you might think it is, but it's actually pretty normal for people these days. Especially when you're self-employed like me.
Oh, yes, right. I don't think I have a clear picture of what you actually do. I wasn't sure if the travelling was for work or for play.
A little of both, of course. But no, I have quite a lot of claws in a number of different pies.
Oh, that sounds awfully exciting.
I import bobbleheads for kittens. Very rich kittens. That's one of the things I do. Woolen ones, expensive wool. From very shy koala bears.
Oh gosh, interesting. I imagine bobble hats like that must be really quite expensive.
Oh, they are, they are. Very expensive. But of course, it's only a small part of what I get up to.
Gosh, well, you must tell me more, if you'd like to.
Well, when I'm not importing ever so expensive bobble hats for ever so rich kittens, I am also a party planner. That's where I get most of my money, to be honest.
Wow, a party planner. An international party planner from the sounds of it. So what, rich people call you up and say, come here and organise some kind of fancy shindig for me?
Something like that.
Wow, golly, you don't half live a showbiz jet-setting life, Cousin Algy. I can't wait to hear more.
Yes, yes. Well, as soon as I can get over there, I either need a party to come up with that is going on in London, or I need my next online fundraising total to reach its target.
Oh, you can't afford just to travel outside of work?
Alas, no. Obviously, I have loads of money for an emergency, but I'm afraid it's all tied up in shares and property at the moment. I really must show you some of the photos.
You're building a house.
Well, it's more of a hotel, a resort, let's say, or it will be once it's done.
Oh, wow. Will I be able to visit?
When it's done, yes, of course. You should come and bring all your podcasting friends.
I will, yes. I have friends in the States. Maybe we could even have our next podcasting conference in your hotel when it opens.
That would be terrific. But why not organize some kind of fan club show for your podcast in London? Get me to organize it for you, and then we'll get to meet. I'd like to say just pay for the flight, but inevitably there would be expenses. My account gets mad with me for doing unpaid work, even when it is for relatives.
Sure, sure. Still, I'm not certain I have enough fans in the UK, or even in the whole world, to fill up a conference hall. Maybe a telephone box. Even then, there'd still be room for a merchandising table or two.
Hey, guy, don't sell yourself short.
No, I'm not. I'm just being realistic. Still, I have an idea.
Hey, look, I'm going to have to go now, furry guy.
Can we speak again soon? I want to have a word with the listeners, and then I'll have a plan to share with you.
Fine, yes, sure. Good to talk to you. Speak to you later.
Bye now. Great to talk to you. Hey, Algy, I was going to ask... Oh, he's gone. Well, never mind. Hey, listeners, I have an idea. Look, I want to help my cousin. I really want to meet him. But I can tell he's a pretty proud kind of Yeti. There's no way that he's going to accept me buying him a ticket. But if I can help by getting him over here as some kind of crowdfunding deal, then I'm pretty sure that he'll be fine with that. I just have to think of something that I can do that people would be prepared to donate money to see. I'm going to come up with something and then I'll call him back. Also, if you have any ideas, do please let me know, won't you? Thanks, listeners. Look, back in a bit, hey? Moving on, listen to something else and I'll speak to you in a moment. All right. Hello, listeners. I'm going to read you something new. Yeah, well, when I say new, they've been on my blog for a while. But, basically, I'm working on a book at the moment, which is all of the writing that I've put on the blog in the last 2 or 3 years. As I say, they're available on the blog in draft form, but I've been spending time sort of knocking them into shape and improving them, and I hope to release them as a book. Maybe before Christmas or maybe early in the new year. I'm not sure yet. Anyway, I don't think I've read any of these. Certainly not recently. This one's called Bite. She has bite. She's got pizzazz. Well, that's not something every no one has. She's got the wow. She never quits. With fake tattoos and showbiz glitz. She's got style like few before her. The paparazzi do so adore her. Fortune is her bestest friend. Fame may suffocate her in the end, unless, that is, she kills it first, confronts it hard and does her worst. You need to pause, be at the ready. Should she approach, be sure, stay steady. Save face, don't let her see you're shaking. Pretend it's selfies that you're taking. Then saunter up when she's not looking, when she's asleep or maybe cooking. Just make out that you like her fashion. Show she's in charge, admire her passion. Folk laugh at her whene'er they see her, but every one of them would love to be her. She has bite, but she's not a tramp. She is shameless, but she's not a vamp. When she controls you, you'll be left reeling. Your head will spin. Enjoy the feeling. This next one's called Dirty Old Town. Dirty Old Town, loved by no one, although those who live there profess a certain fondness. Out of stubbornness or nostalgia, nobody likes to hear the name of their home dissed by strangers. Only the locals are allowed to do that. In truth, they mourn the memory of the town they grew up in. Pretty much all of them at some time tried their hardest to escape it. When the time came, very few were successful and most remained. Like the town itself, their paint soon began to peel. Their hopes and dreams turned to rust. Every day, walking the same streets that seemed to have been set there forever. That can't be expelled by just the blink of an eye that exists within. Those who left are talked of often, became figureheads of life lived vicariously. Their jealous hopes and sweetest dreams all turned to rust. And yet, in truth, those who departed will all too soon end up calling some other dirty old place home, too mortified to ever admit that none of us can ever escape the truth of our origins. Of our oranges, no. This last piece is called the autobiography section. The last piece I read had the word vicariously in it. This piece also has the word vicariously in it. But they're both quite different. Anyway, have a listen. In the library, I press my ear to the door, listening in quietly at the autobiography section. When it comes to books and their stories, I'm a total voyeur. I live vicariously through them and find their rivalry an absolute blast. Breath bated as I hear their chatter, eager for some previously unblurted spot of gossip. Something to return home with, something to share with Mother. My favourite moments are when the arguments begin to escalate. Such conversations are always worth hearing. They mean business. Each speaker believes their life story is the most interesting. Each personality rallying to reach first place. All keen to construct a hierarchy, as long as they are near the top of it. For even the classic rock star grudgingly accepts that they are not up there with royalty, still relieved that they are ahead in importance of former prime ministers. For few departed politicians can ever rival a Beatle or a Stone, a Dusty or an Elvis. Churchill, maybe, but the jury is out on all the others. Some voices are very forthright, of course, whilst other figures simply listen, chipping in occasionally with the odd cutting remark. Everyone makes themselves heard, but ultimately, most know their place. There is also a snobbery I've noted between the autobiographies and the biographies. Many anecdotes tend to lose something when they're not related in the first person. Their words, not mine. Although a good writer can put a spin on it. Later back home, I return to my daydreams. I'm now working on my memoirs. It's hard work, but if it means that one day I can pass through those doors, if it means I might eventually share time with those other books up there on the shelf, I hope that I can make them gasp at my misadventures. Yes, then, and only then, a life full of monkeying about would finally be worth it. That's it for now. Those pieces will hopefully appear in a book that I'm provisionally entitling Getting Bloggy with Shy Yeti, which, at this rate, will probably be out, well, 2019, definitely. Maybe a bit sooner. Moving on.
What do you mean you don't trust him, Yeti Uncle John? What is it there not to trust?
Well, he just comes in and you know, it's all very odd. I think all very odd. I don't trust his motives.
What motives, huh?
Well, you know, making promises to Paul and stuff, but he's relying a lot on Paul's help, I think. And he's an adult. He must be able to afford to come over and visit. It's all very odd, I think.
Well, I don't know. What do you think, Martin?
I don't know. I'm not sure. It's all very curious. But then, you know, you have to let Paul, make his own decisions, I suppose. As you say, Cousin Algernon, he is an adult, and so is Paul. So, what can you do?
Yes, Martin, I don't disagree. And, I suppose if he is Paul's relative, then he is also yours. You could make sure that you are there for Paul, you know, and that you take part in any conversations.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. I want to do that, but, you know, I can't be with him 24 hours a day. And he has these conversations and email conversations and Skype conversations, and I'm not always there.
Well, maybe you're going to have to make sure you are.
Yes, well, perhaps. Oh, dear, oh, dear. I don't like the sound of this at all.
Oh, darling, I think you're overreacting. He seems like a very nice person. If Paul trusts him, then I trust him. What do you say, Damias?
Oh, yes, I think Paul is a good judge of character. I think if there was any trouble, he would, he would see right through him.
Yes, darling, that's what I think. I think that too, yes. Don't you worry about it, Uncle John. Don't be an old silly, huh? No.
Oh, hello, Uncle John. How are you? You look concerned.
Oh, yes, I am concerned, Dick. Oh, I don't know what. Can I just have a candid word with you?
A candid word? What sort of word is that?
Just one-to-one. Private.
Oh, yes, of course. What is your problem?
Well, you know, what do you think about this, what you're hearing about this long-lost cousin Algernon? Eh? Eh? What do you think? Do you disapprove?
I don't think I disapprove. Why would I disapprove?
Well, who is he? I've never heard of him.
Well, I've never heard of him either.
Yeah, but you don't know Paul as well as, well, I kind of do. I've known of him for years, and I've never heard of Cousin Algernon, though.
Well, I don't suppose you can know about every relative, can you?
Oh, well, I suppose not. But, it's all very fishy to me, I think. All very fishy.
Oh, Yeti Uncle John, you are a silly thing, you really are.
Hello, listeners. While things are happening, I emailed Cousin Algernon with all my ideas, and he seems to love them. We're about to speak again, at any minute, in fact. I do hope that he likes what I've come up with. As I explained before, I'm not averse to a spot of fundraising. Oh, there he is. Hello, Cousin Algie. How are you? It's lovely to chat with you again. What's the weather like? Is it rainy? I bet it isn't. It's America, right? I bet it's sunny, really sunny. Like, probably too sunny. The sort of sun which makes you feel like you're beginning to melt. Hey, do you think that can actually happen? Can it actually get that hot? I mean, in America. Because clearly it can be hot like that, sort of in a volcano, say, or up on the sun.
Yeah. It is kind of sunny for sure, but just ordinary sunny. Nothing too extreme.
Oh, I am glad. Listen now, I have so many ideas to tell you about. Ideas for things that you could do to raise money for your journey over here.
Things that I could do?
Yes.
You would be helping too, I take it. I mean, it might be difficult for me to do some of the fundraising things alone, but, well, I guess if I must, then I must.
Oh, no, sure. It's definitely something that I could do too if you wanted me to help.
Hey, that's really helpful of you. Much appreciated. Any chance of a coffee, by the way?
Yeah. I suppose. Is that actually possible? Look, I don't mean to be stupid, but we're talking about Skype, right? If I make you a coffee here, then how do I get it to you? Fax it?
Ha, no. You're about 20 years too late. It's all emails these days.
Ah, yes, of course it is, but surely... No, never mind. So how do you see all this charitable business working exactly?
Ah, don't you worry. I have a list of things.
Things that we could do?
Well, not exactly. Things that you could do specifically. I have plans of my own. I'm sure you have your own ideas, too, that we can consider. I know you said that you wanted to help. That's right, isn't it?
Oh, yes, yes, sure. So if I do stuff this side of the pond, then what is it that you'll be doing where you are?
Well, you don't really need to know that. Not at the moment, at least. I don't want to confuse you. You look like the kind of Yeti that could be easily confused. Am I right?
Oh, yes. Yes, I guess so. So what are your ideas specifically for me? Nothing dangerous, I hope.
Dangerous? Well, no. I mean, my first suggestion was a sponsored walk. So as long as you don't select a route along the Great Wall of China or anything.
I doubt it. I really don't think I'd be up to that. I'm not sure the wall would be up to that either.
You're not that fat, surely.
I never mentioned my size, Cousin Algernon. I think it's a fact that you can't just walk from one end of the wall to another. It's not accessible. It's just not.
Whatever you say. So first up, a sponsored walk.
Within reason.
In a reasonable location, yes. Right.
All right. And what else? It's all pretty standard stuff so far.
Can you tap dance?
I can try.
On actual taps? On an actual sink? That might be fun.
As I said just now, I can try if it's so required.
What about giraffe surfing?
Is that even legal?
It is if you're prepared to gargle custard on the top deck of a London bus at the same time.
What do you know of London buses, may I ask? I'm the Londoner, not you.
I'm only telling you what I read on the internet.
Oh, well, they'll put anything on the internet these days. There are videos of me reading poems in another country on the internet. Who'd have thunk it 30 years ago?
No one, probably. Right. Okay. Well, I've emailed you your instructions, so go check it out and get our plans in action. It should all come together pretty quickly if we get our act together.
Come together? Really? Gosh. Right, whatever you say. And what is it that you're going to do again?
I will exist. It'll work. Just you see. Look, gotta go. Busy, busy, busy.
Oh, really? Gosh. He's gone. What an odd sort of fellow he is. Now then, let me see this email. Sorry, listeners, I've just got to look at this for a moment. Sorry to keep you. Well, what do you think, Yeti Uncle John, this email? It seems okay to me. I guess it's a bit weird, but, you know, I'm willing to help. I'm happy to help. Paul, I've told you. I've told you, you can't trust this guy. He could be a scam. He could be, like, an imposter, for all we know. We don't actually have a copy of our family history. We don't actually see him there, do we? And even if we did, he could still be an imposter. It's very dodgy. I think it's really dodgy. Yeti Uncle John, I don't like to say it, but you sound jealous. Why would you be jealous? You know, just because there's a new Yeti member of the family. Oh, Paul, I'm not jealous. Oh, for goodness sake. I just think it's really weird. I don't know what you're talking about. I just want to help the guy. I want him to come over here and organise a party. It'll be great. Good excuse to actually meet him. But it's a long way to come. And I can't really get away and go over and see him at the moment.
Yeah, I think it's very suspicious. Why can't he pay for his own, you know, his own flight?
Because he's busy and he has to work. So it makes sense to employ him to come over. And then, you know, that sort of keeps him busy and makes sure his business keeps going. And yet we get to meet at the same time. It's great.
So has he offered you, like, mates rates or family rates?
Well, not exactly, but that's, you know, not the way we're doing it. Anyway, we're also doing this sponsored thing, you know, and I think perhaps he feels a bit bad about this whole party business. And to be honest, I'm not quite sure what the party would be for. It can't be for episode 200. It's we're busy then. I don't want to do a big birthday party particularly. I did think about that, but for now, anyway, he suggested the whole sponsors thing, raising money that way.
It all sounds very odd, Paul. Either you're employing him or you're doing sponsored stuff or, you know, either one or t'other.
Well, we're kind of doing both because, you know, once we meet, we'll want to meet again, probably. So if we do the sponsored thing, like, it's nothing weird, you know, things like Patreon and, or, you know, various different crowdfunding sites. There's nothing unusual these days. If people want something, they realise that sometimes they have to, you know, do something to earn the money, and I guess, you know, he's probably got a lot of commitments, Algernon. He can't just come over here. It was just a suggestion that we'll have a party, but that could be another excuse for another time, if not this time. And I'm quite happy to do these charity things.
I still don't understand why he can't afford to pay for it himself.
I guess he just can't stop working with it. But I'm happy to help. And so should you.
I don't want any part of it. Oh, dear, it's just odd. Very odd. And why isn't he doing half the things? You know, it seems to be you doing everything. You doing all these weird things to raise money for him to come over. I mean, you should raise the money, but then you can go and see him. I don't want to cause trouble. I'm just happy to help. I wish I'd not asked your advice now. It's just led to arguments. Well, Paul, just think you're a fool. I think this guy's a scam. He's a con merchant. I'm pretty sure of it. And what facts do you have? It's just the way he goes about things. He doesn't even seem to be that interested.
What do you mean? Of course he's interested. We've chatted on Skype. If you were interested, you'd actually come and be there with me. You could talk to him.
Oh, look, Paul, I'm fed up with it. You just do what you do and don't come crying to me if it all ends badly.
Oh, well, no, I won't come crying to you, Yeti Uncle John. Don't you worry about it. God. Sorry, listeners. I didn't mean for you to hear that. I just thought I was asking Yeti Uncle John's advice. He's taking it very badly. Why would he take it so badly? He doesn't actually have any definite facts that that there is anything dodgy with Cousin Algernon. I don't understand it. I really don't. Just because it's a member of the family he hasn't met or doesn't know about. You know, he, as he says, we don't have like a family history printed out. Well, if he was that worried, then surely he'd have gone and done that. I'm not worried. I believe him. And...
oh, I'm sorry.
I bet he's gone to have a sulk now. He's gone to share his woes with Ick or one of the other regulars. I really am sorry, listeners. I do hope this doesn't go on much longer. Anyway, it's exciting. I want to be there to help Cousin Algernon. And I don't care what we have to do to get him over here, whether it be doing sponsored things or crowdfunding or arranging some party which he comes and organises or DJs for. Yeah, we'll definitely do that at some point, but, you know, for now, the crowdfunding thing works better. Anyway, you've heard what's going on. You don't... I don't need to tell you again. Anyway, I'll speak to you in a bit, all right? I need to go and get ready for... somebody's crowdfunding things. Yes.
Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Itty Uncle John, what's wrong? I heard you two shouting. What's going on?
Well, as you can imagine, I'm not happy with how everything's developing with him and Cousin Algernon. I think the guy's a con merchant.
But why do you think that? What do you know about him?
I don't know. I just know, you know there are lots of secrets in our family. And I think Cousin Algernon is another of those secrets. Or he's, you know, whether he is really who he says he is or whether he's a con merchant just turning up like this, I don't trust him. I don't trust him. I think Paul should do more research.
Why don't you do some research?
What? Me? Oh, no, I'll just avoid him. There's no need. No need at all.
Well, Yeti Uncle John, you can't have it both ways. Either he avoids the guy or he doesn't avoid the guy. You're not helping him. Is there something more to this? Are you jealous? I heard him accuse you of that.
Where were you? Listening from behind the door, were you?
Maybe I was, maybe I wasn't. Anyway, aliens have very good hearing.
Yes, yes, I imagine they do. Oh, well, I don't know. Look, am I jealous? It's not quite as simple as that, to be very much honest. I shouldn't be telling you this. I shouldn't be telling you this, but I've got to tell somebody. It's been worrying me. It's probably part of the reason that I'm cross, and perhaps I need to tell Paul, but I can't. I can't tell him. It's just too... Oh, look, forget I ever said anything.
Kitty Uncle John... Don't be so silly. If you have something to tell me, tell me. You can tell me in confidence. I won't go to Paul.
You know what? I think I actually believe you. Oh.
Well, you should do. Oh, dear, oh, dear. I think we've known each other long enough to know that, we can be trusted.
Yes, yes, sir. I do trust you, Eek. You see, the thing is, it all came about when I was supposed to be leaving, you know, permanently, or you know, for the job before the situation changed.
Yes, yes, Uncle John, I do know that it was you who changed the contract. That it was you who decided that you didn't want to go away for long stretches.
You know about that? Does Paul know about that?
I don't know. I'm not sure. It may be, but he probably just thinks you're a sentimental old thing. Are you just a sentimental old thing? Or were you scared? Or is there more to it?
Well, I'm a bit of a sentimental old thing. There's something that I've known for a long time, and it's one of the reasons that I came back into his life, and into Paul's life. I don't know how to tell him.
You mean the fact that you believe yourself to be Paul's father?
What? How do you know about that? Who's been saying things?
I am telepathic, you know. I am able to read your mind.
Oh, you've not told anyone?
I've not told anyone.
Yes, I do believe myself to be Paul's father. But, well, I don't know. I don't know if it's true or whether I've been misinformed.
Oh, dear, yitty, Uncle John. Oh, there's a lot going on. There really is. There's a lot going on. And, so many twists. I guess there must be ways of finding out whether you are his father or whether you're not. Do you want to talk about it? I'm sure there's nobody else that's going to hear. We can go to my spaceship. We can go somewhere where nobody will be able to overhear. And then you can talk about it as long as you like.
Well, let's do that. I do need to talk to somebody, and you know, it's not just, as you say, it's not just about Cousin Algernon. It's very complicated. I would be very grateful if we can have a proper chat.
All right, then we shall.
Hi, listeners. Oh, dear. I'm really quite tired today. I've spent the last few hours quite literally running around. I've done all manner of events for charity over the last week, raising money so long-lost Cousin Algernon can come and visit. The good news is that we've hit the target, and I'm about to speak to him now to let him know that we've reached the goal and that he can finally come over and visit. We can finally meet. Ooh, that'll be him now. Hello, hello, Cousin Algernon. Hello, it's me, your cousin Shy Yeti. How are you?
Oh, yes, yes, I'm fine. How are you doing? You said you had something to tell me.
Well, listen, I've raised you the money, Cousin Algernon. We've done it.
Marvelous. I knew I could... We could, sorry. Apologies.
No, if it hadn't been for your ideas and encouragement...
Good point. No, that's fair. I'm only sorry that I couldn't have done more myself. But you know how it is.
I guess so. Have you booked your tickets yet?
Booked my what?
Your tickets to come to London.
Oh, no, not yet. I'll do it tonight, I promise.
Oh, well, just you let me know your dates and I'll get the time off. This is going to be so exciting, and hopefully all my blisters from the sponsored events I undertook will be healed up by then.
I'm sure they will. Look, I've got to go. I'll be in touch. Just wanted to let you know that I got the money and I'm looking forward to buying those plane tickets. Thanks again for all your help.
Oh, no trouble at all. Hey, by the way, I've been working out an itinerary for your trip. I'll mail it over so you can let me know if you want to change or alter anything.
Okay, sounds great. Gotta go.
Oh, yes, okay. See you soon, Cousin Algernon. See you soon.
Gromity, I have a question for you.
Oh, yes? What is your question, Martin? I'm always here to answer your questions.
Oh, I'm very glad that you say that. I do realise that when we first met, that perhaps you did not, really choose me as your assistant, and yet over time I have become your assistant.
Oh, Martin, that was a long time ago now. No, you have more than proved yourself. I just hope that being my assistant, I just hope that it gives you, the challenges that you require in your working life.
Oh, yes, of course, Cromarty. Absolutely. You know how much I enjoy smelling things. There are so many things to smell in your laboratory.
Martin, you are so funny. There have been so many experiences of late where you have been so helpful. And, particularly when Ike's peepers, they were stolen by Zap.
Yes, I do consider it, a matter of great importance for me to keep an eye on that Zap, because he's a true criminal, a true criminal.
Yes, you are quite right, Martin. He is. Let us hope we don't see him again.
I fear that we may do, Cromarty. Look how close we are to episode 200.
Yes, you are correct. That is a good point. There is quite a good chance that he will try something.
You know what, Cromarty? I was thinking the other day, there are even stories about Zap that we haven't even heard, that haven't been discussed.
What do you mean?
Well, Cromarty, there are a few examples of times when he has done stuff that, so many bad things at the same time that Paul hasn't even had a chance to tell the listeners about. Do you remember the bingo night?
There have been so many bingo nights. I do vaguely remember this. There was something to do with Zap and a bingo night, but... anyway, we must not think about things like this.
I know what you mean, Cromarty, and, maybe one day Paul will tell these untold stories.
I am sure he will. There are so many untold stories in the life of the Shy Life podcast. Anyway, it just shows that you are well needed here to help out, Martin. As long as you wish to stay, there will be a job for you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I do enjoy the challenges, as I say. There are definitely a few mysteries, though. And things like Zap, which kind of, allow me to use some of my, previously learned skills.
I'm not sure I understand you.
It's fine. No, I don't. I am concerned about Paul. Is he all right?
What do you mean?
Well, this long-lost cousin of his seems to be causing a lot of trouble, yet Uncle John's not at all happy.
I know. It's fine. I think he should not judge him. He doesn't even know the man.
I think he's perhaps just being protective of Paul, but I also do understand what you say. Oh, dear. I do hope you aren't in for more trouble.
No. I am sure there will be no trouble. No trouble at all. The phone.
Should I get that, Cromarty?
No, I'll get it. Hello? Cromarty, I'm down in the laboratory. Who is it?
Hello, Cromarty.
John.
Just wondering how you were. I just wanted to speak to somebody.
Well, you can speak. I'm just here working with Martin.
He can't hear us, can he?
No, of course not. What's going on?
Well, that Paul, he's been on the phone to, what's his name? The cousin Algernon again. Oh, I don't know. Well, I'm very concerned. I don't know what to do. I really don't.
Well, you can only do what you can do. I know you do not trust the man, but you must also, give him a chance. So, what can I say?
I know that is not what you wanted to hear.
Oh, no. Oh, but you're right, Otter. Whatever happens. Oh, dear. I better go. Come to you, I better go. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Okay, goodbye, Eddie, and good job. Hello. Oh, he's gone.
What was that about, Cromarty?
Oh, well, I think that Paul may have been speaking to Cousin Algernon again, and it has caused Eddie Uncle John some concerns. But, what can you do? Let's get back to work.
Oh, yes. Let's get back to work. I found a very interesting clip. I don't really know how to describe it. I think we should just let the listeners hear it.
Well, okay. We can let the listeners hear it, and if it needs explanation, then you can always do that at the end.
All right, then. Yes. Listeners, take a listen to this. It's a clip from Sun Park from the 90s. I'll try and find out the exact date by the time you finish listening to it. Oh, dear.
Take a listen, listeners.
Hello, viewers. I had the most strangest dream. Oh, gosh, I haven't had a strange dream like that for ages. At least since episode something or other. Well, I'm back home, aren't I? Oh, I just had this strange dream about being in Sutton Park and being chased, and then Kerry was there and he was all nasty again. And what was I doing? I was asleep, wasn't I? I was just having a nightmare. Oh, it must be morning. Oh, yes. Yes, it is morning. Oh.
Beware the banshee tree. Beware the harbinger of Mother Earth's apocalypse. For the time is nigh, and the screaming one shall announce the demise of the House of Wax.
What was that? Coming from my room. Oh no, not another message. Another message from back of them. I'm sure I heard a voice. God, I didn't even hear that. I didn't even hear it properly. Something about the banshee tree again. This is getting ridiculous. Beckle, if you want another one of your stupid showdowns, I mean, I'll try and kill you this time. If you want me to kill you, I mean, you can try and kill me, but come on, speak up. Oh, don't bother then, I've got to go and see Robin. Hi, Jez. There's the box. It's a bit battered, as if it's fallen on the floor or something. A bit odd. Mr. Banshee Tree. Anyway, what's that? Kick something. It's a bolt. It's a box. But it was up there on the tape. This is very strange. Viewers, didn't you just see me pick the box up off the table? And now, then I found it on the floor. And now the one that was on the table is gone. I mean, there's two boxes, or am I going mad? I think I'm going mad. I just keep hold of this one whilst I've got it, and Robin, I think.
Hello, viewers. I'm Robin. Robin.
You were always known as Jelly Belly.
Hello, Robin.
Oh, hi, Paul. It's great to see you.
Thank you for that phone call.
Yeah, I'm glad you liked it. It's a good phone call, even though you're a bit dim at points.
I know. Well, I'm sorry. It wasn't very easy to work my way around.
You understand why I got a bit agitated?
Yeah, I know. Just a minute. Who's that?
That's Harry. Hi, Harry.
What do you mean? Which one? What, the one from the Dimension? The fake one?
No, the one we killed and stuffed sausages with.
No, but it can't be him because he's dead.
Well, no, he's dead, you see, but what happened was I got really lonely because I didn't have anybody to insult. So what happened was I bought up all the sausages I could, but I reconstituted Harry and had him stuffed. He's always been a bit stuffed, but now he's very stuffed.
What? We could open a museum of all the stuffed members of Sutton Park cast.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody will want to come if they know Harry's there.
Well,
we sort of have to
say...
Does
he say anything?
Well, what happens is when you poke him in the neck like
that... Newman.
He's got a voice box or something, is it? Is it an electronic thing?
No, it's just a tape recorder.
Oh.
Watch.
Nat Newman.
And when you pull his nose really hard...
I don't think he says something else, does he?
He probably will.
Anyway, as I said, I've got the box that I found at the ley line. I'm sorry you couldn't be there, but I mean, I really needed to sort of go to the...
That's quite all right. I was busy writing a story at the time.
Well, especially last time. Every time we planned to go there, we never got there and things like that. I just thought it needed to be done whilst I had free time.
It had to be done, yeah.
But anyway, so much to talk about. Do you want me to show you the box now, or do you want to go somewhere more private?
Well, actually, I think before we actually really analyse the box, I'd like to set a sort of series of protective wards around it. After all, you never know what's going to be in there.
No, okay. So...
Well, could be something really horrible, like a jack.
Yeah, I know. Because, I mean, I can't find the key, so if we can't find the key, maybe you can open it, I don't know, with spell or something, I don't know.
Well, I'll give it a shot, but if it hasn't got a key, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I don't know where the key is. Maybe we'll have to go back and have a look, but...
Yeah.
Should we... Can you ring him, okay?
Yeah, I'll just deflate him.
Okay.
He's very inflatable, you see.
Right. Not saying anything. So... What are we going to do about...
Oh, wait a sec.
What are we going to do about the box, then?
There's nothing we can do.
We can't break...
I reckon if we twist his head, he might say Thor heard.
Thor heard.
See, Max? Yeah. It's great, isn't it? Can he walk at all? Actually, it's funny you should say it. My little sister, Nora, she's the one who put the tape recorder in, you know, 10-year-old brand.
Yeah, all right,
mad,
staring eyes. Mm-hmm. She's also putting a motor about...
Don't poke him there. I don't know what he's going to say.
Look, that makes him smile.
Oh,
should we do that again?
Right, it's great.
She did put a motor in there, actually, but she reckons it does have some problems with it. He walks like a budgie, you see, so we can make him move, but he doesn't walk a bit odd.
Perhaps we can try him out outside.
Well, yeah, actually, it would be nice to go out and get out for fresh air, because it's a bit cramped in this little room.
Well, it's very nice for him, but... So we can't get into the box. We can't get into the box, and if we break into it,
the seal, whatever may be in there.
What's the difference if we find the key?
If we find the key, we can open it without breaking the seal. Basically, if you bust it open, you break the magic that contains whatever's in there.
Okay, we can sort of view what's in there safely.
Yeah, break the box, break the magic. Open the box, the magic's still there.
Well, I suppose it's a shame after all that work we did last term of finding the location of it, all that walking around Winchester and stuff. Mm-hmm. If we don't find the key whilst you're down here this holiday, then I'll spend the rest of some of my afternoons when I've got free from work trying to find it. I mean, where do I start though? I mean,
well, actually, it might be an idea to do some research after we've looked at the Boscombe Down Library. I hear they've got a very large section on Wiltshire folklore.
Oh, right.
So, you know, if you've got the box,
Would it be at the same place though? Would it be at the Moot or would it be somewhere else?
I wouldn't have thought of it at the Moot, no.
Wondered if I might have dropped it when I found it, but no.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
Oh, well, I suppose they wouldn't put the key and the box in the same place.
Well, no, because they're so powerful, you know, you keep them as far away apart as possible.
Any idea what is in there? Any idea at all?
No, except it has to be very, very powerful, because that isn't just any old magic.
Asriel is not doing so well at the moment. I managed to weaken him. I managed to weaken him a bit. I had this device which the amphibian man and I were using around the park. It was supposed to drain evil from the park. Like, you know, it's sort of sucking in evil.
Yeah.
And we went and dropped it in a little fight. We had to come back for it. And we got caught by Asriel. And it was sort of the device. It was sort of festering a bit, and it was going a bit wobbly and all that sort of thing. And we fooled Asriel by giving him. We gave Asriel the device. As we said, "Oh, please, if you're going to kill us, have this present first." And because it was all breaking down, all the evil was breaking down. It was too much for Asriel to consume, and he went a bit odd. But the thing is, at the time, Asriel was personified as a spider. He'd taken this spider.
Yeah, he can communicate parts of his essence.
He tried to absorb too much of the evil, and it went back on him.
That's really good.
And he weakened him. So at the moment he's weakened, and hopefully the fact that he is weakened gave us a chance to get Kerry and I to get away without him training.
Because that's the ultimate problem when it comes down to it. He's a magical being who's not physically consumed. Yeah. And, you know,
I just hope he doesn't trace us down here. I just hope he doesn't trace me down here. I mean, it's not particularly. I mean, it's a pretty obvious place that I'm actually coming. I mean, I'd hope to get a placement somewhere other than Salisbury.
I know you have.
But can't really do anything about that. If he turns up, I might have to make alternative plans.
Anyway, should we go and...
Let's just go for a walk.
Yeah, I'll sort the key.
I'll see if this motor works, if he still walks.
I'll sort the key out at some other date.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah. It's nice to see you anyway.
No, forehead.
Come on, then. Let's head out.
Okay, are we outside?
Yeah, we're outside. Thanks very much for this, Paul. It's a very kind Easter present.
Forehead.
Come on, let's hear this way.
Okay.
Robin, he's not working. I pressed him on the shoulder. I thought he was supposed to say Hillary Clinton. I pressed him on the shoulder. I thought.
No, you punch him in the stomach to make him say Hillary Clinton.
What? I'll show you. Hillary Clinton.
Can you do it again? I didn't hear that.
Hillary Clinton.
See? If you slap him around the face, he says,
Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy, okay. Oh, I missed. It just doesn't work, does it?
You have to do it really hard, I think. Come on. Hey.
Come on. It's okay, John. It's okay. I understand.
Oh, I'm just getting panicked, that's all. I'm just getting panicked about the whole thing. Anyway, I'll better go.
Okay, well, just you keep calm. That's all, okay? Okay, goodbye now.
Goodbye, yes, goodbye.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Oh. Eek, what's going on?
Oh, probably you made me jump.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, just John. He's, he's very concerned about the whole business with Cousin Algernon.
Oh, yes, he was calling me earlier. Oh, dear. He seems to want to talk, and then when you ask a bit more, then he gets nervous and backs off, I find.
Yes, I know what you mean. I wonder if he's told us both the same things.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, he has confided quite a lot in me. I mustn't say anything.
What do you mean? He's not said very much at all to me. He said more to you?
I wish I'd not said anything. I don't think I should compare notes with you, in case he's told stuff to me that he hasn't told to you.
You think he might have done? Well, I wonder why he might have done that. He's known me longer than you, Eek.
Yes, but, I guess I'm a good listener.
Oh, and you're saying that I am not a good listener?
No, probably I never said that.
Well, what is it that he's told you, then?
I cannot tell you. It's a secret. Very personal.
What do you mean, very personal?
It's, about his health. About things. Things that, you don't want to hear about.
What do you mean? He hasn't got one of those STIs, has he?
STDs.
STDs? Oh, sexual transmitted diseases. Has he got one of those?
Maybe. I can't say. Now I better go.
Oh, I can't believe it. It would not surprise me. He does seem to sleep around a lot, does Yeti Uncle John? I don't want to shame him, but really, he must take precautions.
Yes, but I'm not saying that it is about that. I've got to go. Goodbye.
Oh, now I'm more confused than ever. What is this secret? Maybe. I do not know what to make of any of this. Oh, dear. Oh, listeners, I'm so excited. So excited. I can't believe it. It's so exciting. The fact that I'm going to get to meet Cousin Algernon soon. Oh, it'll be so nice when I finally meet him. Oh, he's such a nice bloke. He's such a nice guy to have as a relative. Ah, oh, Cousin Algernon. Oh, how fantastic he is. I'm so glad I've been able to help him. You know, the sooner he gets to book a date and we know when he's arriving, then at least, gosh, oh, I'm just going to be so excited. So excited. Oh, I'm so excited. I can't believe it. I don't think I've been this excited since
Well, when was I last excited? I mean, I don't get that excited anymore, so this is really exciting. I mean, the fact that I'm this excited, I think the last time I remember being this excited was, well, when was it now? Maybe 2004, or was it 2005? When they announced that Doctor Who was coming back, I was terribly excited then. I couldn't believe it. I stayed up and, oh, well, you know, when they showed that first episode, I watched it 7,000 times, or well, maybe not that much, but I was so excited. I don't think I was that excited when, well, I can't think of anything else that was that exciting. Until now, I'm so excited by it. Getting to see long-lost cousin Algernon. I don't care whether Yeti Uncle John is cross about it or not. No.
Hi, Yeti. It's me, cousin Algernon. How are you doing? Listen, something's come up at work. Things are a bit weird at the moment, and I'm not exactly sure when I'm going to be able to get away to come over and visit you. Luckily, I hadn't booked my tickets yet, but the money's there and safely banked. So as soon as I know when I can make this trip over to you, then I'll be back in touch and I'll get something booked. Love that itinerary thing that you emailed me. It all looks very good. Gotta go. Sorry about this. I'll call you again soon. Take care. Loving the podcast. You Brits, so silly. Bye now.
Well, listeners, that's all we've got time for. Gosh, wasn't it an exciting episode? And we've achieved so much. Wasn't Algernon lovely? He's such a busy guy. It's lovely to be able to speak to him. Finally get to speak to him. I can't wait till we actually meet in person. Oh dear. It does annoy me that John's so snobby. I don't know what's wrong with him. There's obviously something that happened in the past that I don't know about. I mean, I didn't know him for years. I guess in a way I should be flattered that he does want to have a relationship with me, but I think I'm the only one in our family, though. Certainly in our Yeti family. But anyway, maybe once he meets Algernon, he'll feel differently. Anyway, right, well, that's about all we've got time for, as I say. Next time, well, I've always got something in store for you, and I think you'll enjoy everything I've been recording over the summer that I'll be presenting you in the next few episodes. So, yeah, you take care. Join us again soon. And, yeah, okay, bye-bye for now. Bye now. Bye.
Oh dear.
Oh, I can't help but think that Zap is somehow something to do with this. I don't know for sure, but it would make sense. I mean, we're so close to episode 200. I wouldn't be surprised. I bet he's somehow involved. I bet he is. But as yet, there's no sign, no definite sign. I don't know how I'm going to find out. Until it's too late, until Paul's hurt.
Hello, John, it's me, Martin.
Oh, Martin. Oh, dear, it's you.
Yes, and you know what? I think I'm going to better help you with this. I know a few people who might be able to check in and, you know, do some checks on this long-lost cousin, Algernon, and if he's had any associations with Zap, then we should also be able to prove that too.
Oh, well, if you could. I mean, I don't mean to talk out of turn, but if you could help, it would mean I could sleep at night.
Don't worry, Yeti Uncle John. I'm there for you. I can help you out. We'll find out about this cousin Algernon one way or another. And if there's any dodgy connections with that Zap, or dodgy connections with anyone, we'll find out. Yes, I shall have a word with my boss.
Your boss? Well, Cromarty's your boss.
No, I didn't mean that sort of. I mean, anyway, gotta go, get Uncle John. I'll do some research. I'll get you an answer. It'll all be fine. Don't you worry. Don't you worry.
Oh, what? Cheers. Cheers. Oh dear. Oh, I really hope he can find an answer, one way or another.
Goodbye!
So
it's quite long. No.
Hey, that's insulting.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.
Okay, bye.
Weird, super weird.
Thank you, thank you.
He's not that shy.
Oh, I hope he hasn't found out my secret. Do you think he has?
I have a voice. I have a voice.
You have a voice.
You have a voice. We have a voice.
We have a voice.
Unique voices in podcasting.
Univazpods.net.
Hey, it's me, Algernon. Yeah, sure. Yes, I did what you said. No, I didn't speak to him. I just left a message. Yes, I was really upbeat. He'll never suspect a thing. Okay, yes. Yes, all right. I'll wait to hear from you. No, no, he has no idea. No idea at all. Come on, that Yeti is about as smart as a bag of rocks. It will never even occur to him. Okay. Okay, yes. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye now. Goodbye.
Hello, Martin. Sorry, no, you are Martin.